Welcome back to the studio. I'm Guru Catherine, founder of Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal and spiritual journey. If you like what you hear today, check the links in the notes. You can book time with me directly to go more in depth on this subject or other subjects that you may enjoy. You can also find links to books and all the good stuff. So today we're going to be going over the numerology for kind of the vibes we might expect to experience January 22nd to January 28th, 2024. This is Pythagorean numerology because I'm a big math geek, and very similar to what Rose Marie Templeton uses in her book, Numerology. Great book. Highly recommend it. And so you're going to want to know your ruling number for this to get your ruling number if you've not done it before. Sorry if you're tired of hearing how to do this, but people need to know. You take your birth date, that is the day, month, and year that you were born, and you add all those digits up. That should give you a two-digit number. You add those digits up, that gives you a one-digit number. If it doesn't give you a one-digit number yet, just add those two digits up and kind of keep going until you get a one-digit number. That's your ruling number. Okay, so let's take a look at what's coming this week. Before we get too deep into it, I am not a geopolitical expert. I am not a financial advisor. Go find one. I am an expert on your personal journey, but what we're doing here today is just for fun, and nobody should listen to anything I say at all. Now, that being out of the way, let's see what we're going to expect this week. So just taking kind of a quick look at patterns that I see, kind of themes through the whole week. So we have 8 and 9 all month, so that's obviously still going to be in play, and 1, 2, and 4. And interesting, Wednesday and Friday are very similar, and other than that we have plenty of other differences. Okay, let's get into it. So Monday, January 22nd, we have, for everyone around the world, inspiration, the arrow of inspiration. I love it. 159. So that's always exciting to see. New ideas coming in. If there's a problem you've been working to solve, that might be the day that the answer kind of hits you like a flash. So it's a great day for being inspired and for getting new ideas and solutions to things. We also have 258, which is the row that represents energy for me. Energy means a lot of things. Energy includes money, which is the end attention, which is the 8. Energy also includes the physical energy of the universe, and other sorts of types of things. So we have inspiration, we have energy, and then we have, kind of separate from that, not in any complete row, column, or diagonal, we have 4. 4 is the number of foundation. It's also the number of rigidity. Each number has kind of a light and dark side, or positive, negative side. Because we have inspiration and energy here, I'm thinking this is more along the lines of foundation. Monday is a 4-day overall. So this is Monday, the 22nd of January, not every Monday, but this particular Monday is a 4-day. So this should be a foundational day. So the inspiration that you get on Monday, the 22nd, which could be inspiration around money, attention, energy in terms of energy industry, in terms of your own physical energy, in terms of balance and choices, and even relationships. These will be foundational ideas that are coming through. Definitely worth taking a look at. On the geopolitical stage, Monday, January 22nd, we do have action, possible action, probably not in the geopolitical arena. If we have action on Monday, I think it's going to be more like finance and crypto. But nothing dramatic, right? 6 is missing here. No drama. Action, yes. Nothing particularly headline worthy. In terms of your personal life, and for your particular ruling numbers, if you're a ruling number 7, again, and I know it's a big theme this month for the ruling number sevens, you're going to have this tendency for what could be either materialism or seeing to the material needs of others. So spin that either way that works for you the best. Ruling number three, you will have God consciousness dominant, which is very nice to have. Ruling number six, you will have subconscious dominant. So watch out for baggage coming up on Monday the 22nd for the ruling number sixes. Okay, let's take a look at Tuesday, January 23rd. Ooh, now that's an interesting pattern. We have every number is represented except for seven. So what this gets us is God consciousness and subconscious kind of working together in charge here. So although you may have that tendency for subconscious baggage to be coming up, feeling triggered about things, this is an opportunity to process that and let it go. You have the information row and the energy row completed here. So we have God consciousness and subconscious awareness operating on information and energy. So this is a great day for studying anything related to your personal development or your spiritual life. I know every day is a great day for that, but this one in particular, you may actually really get some good answers here on Tuesday the 23rd. It is a 5-day overall, which means a day of action. What's the dark side of five? The dark side of five is chaos. Too much action. So be aware of that. The day could feel a bit chaotic. We have the arrow of inspiration again today. So overall, this is a great day for ideas, study of any kind, taking action on learning of any kind, asking questions, finding solutions, that kind of thing. If you're a ruling number seven, you get the complete set here. Very nice. What an amazing day. Tuesday is your day. Of all the days, this is your day. Use it for all it's worth. Geopolitically, definitely could be some things going on. Probably more political than actual on the ground activity. More political talking head type activity on Tuesday the 23rd. In terms of finance and crypto, could be some movement here. Probably just market movement. I expect this entire year to be a pretty active market, both in traditional finance and in crypto. So generally, heightened level of market activity continuing. Let's get into Wednesday, January 24th. Okay, so we get our first drama day for the week. Wednesday, January 24th is a drama day. It's a 6-day overall, which is a drama day that could be positive drama or negative drama, but things that really get your emotions up are going on Wednesday the 24th. We have human consciousness in control. That's not good. And we have it very focused on the material world. So you have people acting very materialistic, and you have the same pattern showing back up very similarly in terms of that people acting materialistic on Thursday and again on Saturday. So we have a few of that. We've seen this a bit this month, right? It's a bit of a running theme, little bit of it in each week we've seen so far. So be aware, people could be acting materialistic. People could be emotional about material issues like inflation or the cost of things. People could be acting badly or just acting upset about their material world. So cut people some slack, cut yourself some slack. Try to stay above that. Wednesday is worse than Thursday. So back on Wednesday here, we also have the two. Two is about choices and balance. And so as you're experiencing this, you may feel inspired to make choices in your own life, right? And to create more balance on Wednesday. But a lot of drama on Wednesday the 24th. So please do look out for that. Be aware of it and kind of stay above it. On Thursday the 25th, although we still have people acting materialistic or worried about their material world, we also have the row of energy filled in on Thursday, which is going to help to temper that a little bit, and we get the arrow of inspiration. So Thursday, which is also a 7-day focused on people, buildings, infrastructure, Thursday is a day of people deciding, okay, what am I going to do about it, right? So Wednesday is this day of drama. I can't believe these grocery prices. I can't believe this or that. How am I supposed to live? Or, you know, clinging on to their material things. Thursday is a day of people making choices, you know, actually enacting choices and deciding to do something about it and change something in their lives. So that's the vibe. So Thursday is a great day for starting any kind of new plan for your material life, which includes your financial life. Now, geopolitically, between Wednesday and Thursday, Wednesday is the day you would see big geopolitical moves, right? Big drama to do with the material world, people acting very human, big headlines about wars and aggression and things like that. That's Wednesday the 24th. Whereas Thursday the 25th is kind of then more like world response to that. In terms of finance and crypto, could see some drama with that on Wednesday. Could be market drama on Wednesday, and less so, but could still be drama, a little bit of drama on Thursday, just in terms of that action, bigger market action. Now, 2024 is tough because it's an 8-year, so you're generally, the amount of volatility in the market will be much higher across the board every day. So Wednesday, I expect we would see drastic market moves. And Thursday, big market moves is the difference, right? Whereas the normal baseline would be, wow, that market's moving a lot, right? And so Wednesday would be drastic market moves. Thursday would be just big market moves as opposed to drastic or a lot. In terms of your personal world, on Wednesday, if you're ruling number 3, you end up with this very nice box of everything's happening but action. God consciousness is there in control with you, along with your human consciousness, will help temper that tendency to act so human, and you get information. So your ruling number 3s are going to be the ones with all the information on Wednesday the 24th. Ruling number 5s get the arrow of inspiration on Wednesday the 24th. So just focus on that, 5s out there. Focus on the inspiration and the ideas that you're getting as opposed to the emotionality that's in the drama that's happening around you. On Thursday in your personal life, ruling number 3s, again, you get that God consciousness. That'll be that same way all week. And that's going to help to temper how you're feeling. But that also gets you on Thursday manifestation. So ruling 3s, Thursday is your day for the fruits of your efforts to be coming through. Ruling number 6s on Thursday, you're going to bring subconscious in there. Be careful with that, because when we have our tendency to be human along with our subconscious baggage tending to come up, that can be a pretty ugly combination, right? Because it means that your baggage is being triggered and you are really letting it out. You're wearing your baggage up front to all the people that you love the most. So do be careful on Thursday the 25th. So taking a look now at the upcoming weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 26th, 27th, 28th of January. Let's see what we've got here. We've got fairly different days. Now, that's interesting. Friday and Saturday have a lot in common. The difference is Friday is drama. So Friday is an 8-day. So it's a day that's very focused on attention and money. And we have that coming in here with not a lot of action, but there is drama. So this doesn't feel geopolitical to me, but I would expect headline worthy drama about finance, traditional finance, crypto, the markets, regulatory approvals, because we have the two here. Decisions could be being made that are foundational. We have the four here. So foundational decisions could be being made about money, possibly about social media, but that's kind of a boring headline. So I'm thinking this kind of drama is more in the financial and crypto markets on Friday the 26th. Look out for that. Could be interesting stuff. Could be positive drama, but it will be drama. Saturday the 27th, in contrast to that, we drop the drama. We focus on information, but again, we have people acting materialistic, whether that's to preserve their fiefdoms or people worrying about their material situation. Decisions are being made, balance is being sought on Saturday. So again, it feels like this action on Friday, whatever's happening Friday, we're getting the response of the people on Saturday. So could be some stuff going on in financial and crypto markets. In terms of your personal life, and I'll leave kind of Sunday out because its pattern is different. We'll do that in a minute. In terms of your personal life, Friday and Saturday, ruling threes on both days, you have God consciousness becomes more dominant. That's excellent, especially Saturday when people are acting emotional. You have on Friday lots of information. Friday is a great day to solve problems or learn anything you want to learn for the ruling threes. And if you're ruling five, you have the arrow of inspiration both days. In fact, if you're a five, you have inspiration all week. It's a great week to get ideas. And you're also going to have the row of energy. So what that tells me is when you get that inspiration, you want to really listen to your gut. You want to really listen to your intuition and pay attention and let that lead you in terms of what's a good idea and what's not. Because lots of ideas are going to be coming in for you this week. And then ruling sevens, just watch out for that. Either you're being materialistic or you're worried about your material situation or you're seeing to the material needs of other people. All right, Sunday, January 28th. Ah, finally, a chill day. A chill day this week with not much going on. Not much is happening Sunday. It's a great day to take off. Even if you try to make things happen on Sunday, not much is happening on Sunday the 28th. So it's a great day to chill. Just enjoy yourself. Don't be trying to get too much done. Don't be shocked if your projects aren't moving forward on Sunday the 28th. It's a one day overall, which is a day which is focused on love, relationships, oneness, great for your spiritual work. It's fairly balanced. It's very quiet. Geopolitically, I don't expect anything going on. Finance and crypto, I think we tamper down to the what will become the standard for the year of just a lot of activity on the crypto markets. Obviously nothing on the traditional finance markets because it's Sunday. And in terms of your personal life, ruling threes, God consciousness will be dominant for you. Fabulous day for your spiritual work. Ruling sixes, bring the drama. So if there's financial drama, it's for each person individually for the ruling sixes. Make sure that's positive drama. Something exciting could be happening there. Ruling fives, you'll have a day of inspiration on Sunday and keen intuition, so pay attention to it. Ruling sevens, again, with the potential for feeling materialistic or for worrying about your own material situation or for worrying about other people's material situation. This can be very altruistic depending on what you're working with. So that's what's coming this week. Wow, interesting week. And we noticed this trend throughout the month of January of a lot more inspiration coming up, right? Because there's all sorts of situations in the world, and we tend to look around these situations in the world and go and fret about it and worry about it and sit here and feel like we can't do anything. And January is starting to shape up to be a month where humanity as a whole goes, you know what we could do about it? And they come up with ideas for your own life and for humanity at large. So very exciting. If you have questions, thoughts, or ideas, find me at my website. If you want to go deeper, you can book time with me directly to go deeper into your own situation. It can be very different for each of us depending on a ruling number and your year number and other things like that. Can be a lot of fun. So thanks for joining me, and we'll see you next time.